From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Authorities and state media say the death toll from a powerful typhoon Haido in southern China has risen to at least 9. Macau's Government Information Bureau said 5 people were killed and 153 were injured in a gambling enclave. China's official Xinhua News Agency said Wednesday another 4 were killed in neighboring province of Guangdong, while one person remains missing. Haido is the most powerful typhoon to hit the area in 53 years, packing winds of up to 160 kilometers per hour on Tuesday. Qatar has restored full diplomatic relations with Iran, ignoring the demands of Arab nations now trying to isolate the energy-rich country to downgrade its ties. Qatar's foreign ministry announced early Thursday that the country's ambassador would return to Tehran. Qatar pulled its ambassador in early 2016 after Saudi Arabia's execution of a prominent Shiite cleric sparked attacks on 2 Saudi diplomatic posts in Iran. Qatar and Iran share a massive offshore natural gas field that requires communication between the 2 countries. Since the diplomatic dispute with Arab nations began in June, Iran has sent food shipments to Qatar. The BBC says a Thai lawyer has withdrawn a criminal defamation case against a British BBC journalist involving a report on foreigners being defrauded of property. The case against Jonathan Head, the BBC's Southeast Asia correspondent, had begun on Wednesday and has been criticized as an example of how Thailand's harsh criminal defamation laws can be used to intimidate journalists. This is VOA News. An airstrike on a hotel near a Houthi checkpoint has killed at least 35 people. The armed Houthi movement blamed the airstrike on Saudi-led coalition forces. Lucy Fielder reports.
At least 35 people have been killed in airstrikes that hit a hotel in Yemen, medics say. A TV station run by the armed Houthi rebel movement, however, put the death toll at least 41. It blamed the strike on Saudi-led coalition forces, which back the internationally recognized government. It didn't say how many of the dead were civilians or fighters. The hotel was north of the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, and next to a Houthi checkpoint. The Houthis control Sana'a in the north and are not known to have air power. An emergency worker saying there were about 100 people staying at the hotel at the time and that there were still victims under the rubble. A spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition said it was collecting information on the incident. The war has killed at least 10,000 people.
Reporter Lucy Fielder. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said on Wednesday that the Trump administration will bring the full measure of American economic and diplomatic power to bear to deal with the crisis in Venezuela.
No free people has ever chosen to walk the path from prosperity to poverty. No free people has ever chosen to turn what was once and still should be one of South America's richest countries into its poorest and most corrupt. But such is the plight of the Venezuelan people today. They've been brought to this point by the brutality and the barbarism of the Maduro regime.
In addition, Venezuela's recently ousted chief prosecutor accused President Nicolas Maduro and several allies on Wednesday of participating in acts of corruption, saying she would turn over proof that would help other countries prosecute. Venezuela's government quickly fired back, accusing Luisa Ortega Diaz of grave moral and ethical infractions. A United Nations committee has issued an appeal to the United States to repudiate racially motivated crimes and hate speech following a recent deadly white supremacist rally in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, and warned a future failure to do so would spark more violence. Anastasia Crickley, the committee's chairperson.
This is a very serious response, a matter we have considered over an extended period of time, and one which we did not draw our conclusions lightly about.
The Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination cited the failure at the highest political level to unequivocally reject racist, violent events in the U.S. U.S.-Egypt ties, which had improved under President Donald Trump, appeared strained Wednesday after the U.S. withheld some aid to Egypt over human rights concerns. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.